Hello and welcome to our program. We continue in our study in the book of Revelation. We're in chapter 5. In order to understand chapter 5, we've been looking at the book of Ruth. So we're actually going to look in Ruth chapter 3 today. Have your Bible ready, if you can. Again, in Ruth chapter 3, it says there that then Naomi, her mother-in-law, that is Ruth's mother-in-law, said unto her, "My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee?" She said, "Now I want you to listen to me. I'm going to give you some instructions that you may not understand, but you need to do what I'm going to tell you to do here, and you'll see that it'll work out well for you." Well, we're going to look at that in a minute, but we're going to, first of all, listen to this message in song. One thing for sure, Naomi and Ruth, they needed to be able to have some help here, and the Lord was there just when they needed Him the most.
Just when I need Him, Jesus is near. Just when I
of what is happening here, it's important that you listen to the programs we've already done in the book of Ruth here. But as we get into chapter 3, it says, Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, "My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee?" I'm going to tell you something, that it will be well with thee if you do it. "And now is not Boaz of our kindred? with whose maiden thou wast? Behold, he winnoweth barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash thyself, therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the floor, but make not thyself known unto the man until he shall have done eating and drinking. And it shall be, when he lieth down, that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie down, and thou shalt go in and uncover his feet, and lay thee down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do. Well, at this point, Ruth is probably thinking, what is this all about? Well, it's all about Jewish customs. And so she simply trusts her mother-in-law and says here in verse 5, all that thou sayest unto me, I will do. And she went down under the floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. Well, we read in verse 7, and when Boaz had eaten and drunk and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn, and she came softly and uncovered his feet and laid her down. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. And he said, Who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thine handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman. Now this is what Naomi had told her to do. She probably didn't understand all the details about a kinsman, but Boaz did. And so what she basically is doing here is asking him to marry her. Keep in mind, she's a Gentile. She is a Moabite Gentile, which was highly cursed of God. But Boaz immediately understood what was happening. And in his response, he said in verse 10, Blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, insomuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, fear not, I will do to thee all that thou requirest, for all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman. However, we see, as we get into verse number 12, that there was a problem. He said, And now it is true that I am thy near kinsman. Howbeit, there is a kinsman nearer than I. Tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning, that if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman, well, let him do the kinsman's part. But if he will not do the part of the kinsman to thee, then will I do the part of a kinsman to thee, as the Lord liveth. Lie down until the morning. And she lay at his feet until the morning, and she arose up before one could know another. And he said, Let it not be known that a woman came into the floor. Also he said, Bring the veil that thou hast upon thee, and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley and laid it on her, and she went into the city. Well, now she has another story to tell her mother-in-law. It says when she came to her mother-in-law, verse 16 here, she said, Who art thou, my daughter? And she told her all that the man had done to her. And she said, These 6 measures of barley gave he me, for he said to me, Go not empty unto thy mother-in-law. Then said she, Sit, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall, for the man will not be in rest until he have finished the thing this day. Well, she's saying, you're not going to have to wait a couple of weeks to get an answer on this one. He is going to figure it out, and he's going to do it today. Well, we get into chapter 4. We read, Then went Boaz up to the gate, and sat him down there, and behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spake came by, unto whom he said, Ho, such a one, turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city, and said, Sit ye down here. And they sat down. Now they're going to have a very official meeting concerning the kinsman redeemer. and they're going to do it according to the scriptures. It's a very interesting story. We'll see it in our next program. Be sure and tune in. Well, it looks like there's great days ahead for Naomi and for Ruth. And if the song had been written at that time, they probably would have been singing together, "It's Just Like Jesus to Roll the Clouds Away."
A friend I have called Jesus, whose love is strong and true, and never fails, howe'er 'tis tried, no matter what I do. I sinned against this love of his, but when I knelt to pray, confessing all my guilt to him, the sin clouds rolled away. It's just like Jesus to roll the clouds away. It's just like Jesus to keep me day by day. It's just like Jesus all along the way. It's just